Epiphany brings the Christmas season to an end. It's the 12th day of Christmas, at least when we celebrate it on January 6th. For us Roman Catholics, we recall the visitation of the wise men. The three kings of Orient come and pay homage to Jesus, the King. These foreigners show that the mission of Christ goes beyond the Jewish people to the entire world. Traditionally, it is said that one came from Europe, one from Asia, and one from Africa. One was said to be old, one was said to be young, one was said to be middle-aged. So in the three kings, we can see that all are called to worship Christ. No matter where we're from, no matter how old we are, Jesus is King of all. We are told that the Magi traveled from afar, most likely from Persia, maybe even Babylon in modern Iraq. At that time, Babylon was a place of wisdom and knowledge. These guys were astrologers, not astronomers. They looked to the stars to tell the future. They didn't see those heavenly lights as planets and suns like we know today. They saw them as some divine code that could be read to tell people's future. And yet God used that to bring them to Christ. God uses the world to bring people to Him. As Christians, we are certainly not called to look at our horoscopes and use the stars to tell our future. We rely on God's providence, not on fortune-telling. In fact, the old wisdom of the world of astrology was brought to a conclusion with Christ. When that wisdom of the world led those kings to discover Christ, it was only Him that they had to look to for their future. He was the only star for them to follow now. He was the true sun. It was in that small Christ child that we find our destiny. So with all that in mind, as we take this chalk home to bless our homes this Epiphany, we need to really reflect on whether Christ is truly present in our homes. Is Christ our guiding light at home? Does He invade our life? Do we travel every day to see Him and worship Him? If someone from the outside comes into our house, would they see Christ, not just in a crucifix on the wall, but in the lives of the people who are living there at that house? If not, then it doesn't matter how much chalk we put on the lintel. We are told that God's grace works on our nature. If our nature is not one that is open to God, then God's grace will have no effect on us, not because God withholds it, but because we are closed off. The Magi were seeking wisdom in the stars. That search led them to Christ. We too need to be searching for wisdom. We need to be searching for God. We are told that if we seek Him, we will find Him. We are told that through that example of the Magi, the three kings, we are shown that the journey will sometimes be rough and mysterious. We are shown that others will try to distract us and use us for their own good, like King Herod did with the Magi. We are not told that the journey will be easy, but we are told that if we keep searching for God, in the end, we'll find Him. The final lesson that we can be taught by the Magi is that after the long journey, we will all lay our gifts at the foot of Christ. God has blessed us with many things: money, life, love, family, time. The list could go on and on. God has blessed us with these gifts so that we can in turn bless the world, because in the end, we'll all be asked to lay our gifts at the foot of Christ. Just like each week we pass the basket and bring up those gifts to the altar, we should see not only our treasure being brought forward, but our entire life being brought forward as a gift to Christ. It's God who gave us all of those things in the first place. Being open to God means sharing our gifts with the world around us. Opening ourselves up to God doesn't mean that we close ourselves off to the world. It means opening ourselves up to the world, not so that we can become worldly, but so that we can give ourselves to the world. If we can open ourselves up to God, if we can travel daily to visit Him in our lives, if we can give Him the gifts that He's already given us, then we will be wise men. In fact, it's the wisest thing we can do.